AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Nobody ever said they were perfect. Now the Kentucky Wildcats aren't undefeated either. The hard-nosed Wisconsin Badgers knocked off the Cats last night, 71-64, behind 20 points and 11 rebounds from Frank Kaminsky. Now Wisconsin moves on to the finals to play Duke, the winner over Michigan State in the earlier and much less entertaining semifinal.
Duke withstood a torrid start from the Spartans and went on to an 81-61 win that moved the Blue Devils into the title game for the 11th time. The Spartans scored 14 points in the first 4 minutes on 5-of-7 shooting, including 4-for-4 from the arc. That's when Duke came alive, though. They limited the Spartans to 3-of-20 shooting the rest of the first half on the way to an 11-point halftime lead, and it built to as many as 20. Justice Wilson scored 19 for the 34-and-4 Blue Devils. Jahlil Okafor added 18. Denzel Valentine's 22 was topped for the 27-and-12 Spartans. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Indiana lawmakers are being asked to add protections for gays and lesbians to the state's civil rights laws. Barbara Baird of the Indy Rainbow Chamber of Commerce says there's no statewide protection to prevent discrimination based on sexual orientation.
They can still be fired from their job. They can still be denied services. They can still be denied accommodations. And, you know, this is more than bakery and pizzas. It can be health care. It can be schools. It can be all sorts of things.
Hundreds of people marched through downtown Indianapolis on Saturday demanding legal protections. The former drummer and founding member of the Southern hard rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd died late Friday in a single vehicle crash in Georgia. Robert Burns, heard here performing Free Bird with the Southern hard rock band, was not wearing a seatbelt. This is AP Radio News. A New York City teenager has died after falling off the roof of a six-story building in the Bronx as police officers closed in to arrest him.
Police say Hakeem Kuda died Saturday. The 17-year-old was injured Thursday night as officers tried to arrest him. It all started when someone told police teens were smoking marijuana in the lobby of a building. Officers chased the teens to the roof, where some of them jumped to another building. But police say when they told Kuda to stop, he instead shuffled backward, possibly misjudging a ledge, and fell. A 14-year-old with him tried to grab Kuda to save him, and police say they had to grab the 14-year-old so he wouldn't fall as well. The Internal Affairs Bureau is investigating. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say an Oklahoma Reserve deputy who shot and killed a man during an undercover operation thought he had his stun gun, not his handgun, when he opened fire Friday night in Tulsa County. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you'd never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.